There's a part here that I want to come in, but I have to wait for the drum fill. Yeah, I think it's... here it comes right now. If you're honest one, unless I watch you on SoapNet. Alicia Minshew is 98 pounds soaking wet. Some people say that AMC has lost its fight. But you could still stand up and fight. For you go the way of guiding light. Ryan and Aiden make stupid choices without fail. Zack Slater still, the program's only alpha male. Some people say that AMC ain't got a prayer. There are cutbacks looming in the air. The return of the Satin Slayer. The show's still the same. I caught up with it all last week. And it seems a shame. It's been years since it's at its peak. Still not in high draft. Feels I haven't been away that long. The show's still the same, except that Katie McClain is gone. Oh, Katie McClain.
She's coming back on As For Its Earth.
Oh, yeah?
You gotta watch that.
I can't wait for that.
This week on All My Children,
the amazing Devane delves into the very shallow mind of Annie Lavery.
Violence and confusion and the school bus as Scott Chandler and Emma Lavery both throw down.
Erica Kane gets a hot oil treatment.
And Zach kisses Kendall. All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
Oh, lovely Kendall, in your hotel room, your beauty is like a flower bloom.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
Emma and Ryan have no chemistry.
Ryan thinks he does. Baby, I got some food rolled up.
And what are you doing out there, young man? What are you doing? You're going to be grounded.
She is Erica King. Like, when she talks to the judges, she's just like, oh, really? Did you think that I didn't, that I wasn't slutty enough? I'll slut it up for you.
Adam's on contract.
I can't.
Meanwhile, Cody's on contract.
I can't.
Meanwhile, Dre, Black Hole's on contract.
Stop.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Call me here.
My life is getting suspicious. I love you too.
And I'm really nervous about the future of our little podcast.
I'm telling you, I'm ready to go to the One Life to Live
podcast. It's not good. It's not good. Not good.
Hey there, you're listening to the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending April 10th, 2009. Hell, I can't believe it's 2009.
When did I last see you? 2006?
Well, no, I did a couple shows last year, didn't I?
Oh, that's right. Well, listen, I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm Taylor Crawford.
He is the original co-host of the Pine Valley Podcast.
I'm a co-founder.
I just spit on
you. Ashley, be careful. I already took a shower today. Don't spit on me.
I just spit on Taylor.
Shower that hot since Jamie and Sydney Penny.
Oh, don't say it.
No, Josh and Babe in the shower.
Oh, my God. Josh and Babe and Minnie Hands Julia and Jamie in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
All-time hottest scenes on all my
TV. No, don't try to YouTube that. There's no shower scene with all four of them. That's too good an idea.
Scenes.
That's too good an idea to make it to air.
Not quite as good as an idea as Frankie and Randy in the hospital room.
Baby, I got some tongue depressors I'm going to use on you. First, we're going to scrub up.
Listen, before we get started, seriously, we have to say a welcome back to Taylor Crawford. You all, lots of you know him, and lots of you that know him and his work here on the Pine Valley Podcast know that he had to take a leave of absence.
I did, voluntarily leave of absence. But you know, like how on TV news the war correspondent comes back when there's a new war.
That's like me right now.
Yeah. I couldn't have said it better myself. So, Taylor, seriously, you left the Pine Valley podcast because you could not watch. So
I could no longer handle it.
So that the audience didn't have to.
That's right.
That's right. So he's doing me.
I paid my dues.
He did his time.
I did my time.
Anyway.
There's no way I'm going back there.
It's kind of like Frankie having post-traumatic stress disorder.
That's right. I hear Josh talking. Like, you hung me on a hook. I wake up in the middle of the night next to beautiful people. Hearing voices, Josh and Katie McClain.
All big losses for all my children.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think of the show this week?
I thought there were two standout moments, honestly.
Two? You counted two?
Up to and including two.
Wow.
But they were very brief moments.
That's very generous.
And you had to watch a lot of hours of the show to get those moments.
But. 5, to be exact.
Mm-hmm. 5 hours. Five hours
of programming. I almost felt guilty because, you know, I love to have Taylor on once in a while because all you remember him very fondly in the early days. He did such great work here on the Pine Valley podcast. And it's so nice to have different members come and be on the show, on the program. And I'm so glad to have him back on the show, but I did feel a tad guilty.
Why is that?
Because it required watching you 5 hours of All My Children.
Mm, it's cruel.
I called him up in the middle of the week. I said, how you doing, baby? Seriously, you could be honest with me.
I was okay.
He was all right at that point.
Frequent breaks. That's the secret.
He had not hit Thursday's episode yet at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I like Thursday's episode.
No, I did not, except for the very end. So,
see, here's the thing. For those of us who've been, for whatever godforsaken reason, still watching this program, the Thursday's episode actually, for me, was almost okay because you had some real moments. Like, this new head writer, Chuck Prattholl, he tends to write very sort of big stories without a lot of heart. Just a lot of plot, 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 plot.
Uh-huh.
And the plot don't even make sense half the time. Mm.
It doesn't have its usual attention to real life details that All My Children is known for.
It is lacking. It is lacking.
We had some stories ripped from today's headlines.
Like what?
The economy shutting down.
Oh, yes, we did.
Whole parts of Chandler Enterprises.
Indeed, we did.
But let's follow the rundown, shall we?
The rundown? I want to talk about American Idol, but you don't watch American Idol.
No, I don't watch that.
Why not?
I don't get so good TV reception anymore.
Really? No, yeah. Seriously?
Yeah. No, Fox.
Your rabbit ears don't tune Fox in?
No, they don't. They don't.
Listen.
I had trouble with the whole digital transition I don't think it's happening yet.
He just doesn't watch American Idol.
I just don't.
The listeners rely on our astute observations about American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
And about the fact that Blind Scott was sent home this week.
Oh, that is a shame.
They sent a blind man home. That's terrible.
I hope somebody drove.
Yes, somebody did drive. But I thought he deserved to go. And Jordan Hudson, you should have watched this week. It was excellent. It was very suspenseful. They made it seem as if they were going to save Scott. You knew they weren't going to save Scott. Do you know about the save?
No.
They save someone. Now they have a new rule. If they think you're really good, they might save you. So even if you get voted off, they could potentially save you. But they can only use it one time in the whole season.
Oh, wow.
So they made it out like they were going to save Scott, but they weren't going to.
No.
His hair has gotten much bigger.
Somebody should tell him.
All right, look. We're going to start with the recaps. At the beginning of the week, who do we want to start with? Zach and Kendall?
Okay.
Does that sound good to you, Taylor Crawford?
That sounds good to me.
What happened to your aunt?
My aunt?
In Dubuque, Iowa.
Well, she got really good, and then she took a turn for the worse. Then she got better again.
I don't mean to laugh, sorry.
And then she disappeared for a little bit, but it turned out she was all right, and she was living with a group of similar-minded people.
In a group home?
In a compound for a little bit. And we got her out of that compound. And then she's back at home.
She's back at home?
Uh-huh.
Do you visit her frequently?
I do. I like to see her.
That's nice.
You know what? She has a crock pot.
And she makes this chicken dumpling soup, but she makes the dumplings out of, like, Pillsbury Grand's biscuits and just drops them in raw, and they just cook, and they're like dumplings.
That's kind of that sounds actually kind of delicious.
Very delicious.
My goodness.
You should Google that. That's a good something. You get a crock pot. You can buy a crock pot for, like, $20.
On eBay or Craigslist?
No. You could go to a real store.
And buy a new one in the box?
Buy a new one. I'm not sure how I feel about buying a used crock pot, but maybe it's probably all right.
It's probably okay. My friend found a used rice cooker on the street and took it home because she's a vegetarian, so she makes all her meals in the rice cooker.
Yeah.
She says delicious.
That's great.
She washed it. It was fine.
Great.
So there you go.
You know, in this day and age, we got to be careful.
It's a recession.
You got to be
frugal. Scott Chandler will tell you.
The thing about a crock pot is a lot of the dishes you're going to be making require 9 hours of cooking time. So if you're a late sleeper, you might have to set your alarm to throw in your grands.
Well, but you set it and you forget it.
Set it and forget it. That's right.
Did you tell me that you knew the guy who did the Shab Wow commercial?
Yeah.
You do, right?
We went to school together.
You did?
That's true.
I love it.
True, great guy.
But listen.
Vince. He's a real interesting guy.
Tell me the truth.
You know, he just recorded those infomercials in Spanish.
No, he speaks Spanish?
Hablo ShamWow. Sí.
Are you serious?
Sí.
Me and Jordan don't even speak Spanish. We're Puerto Rican.
Yeah, well, you could learn a thing or two for him. Honestly, you can Google that. He's got them in Spanish now.
But here's my question.
Okay.
Didn't you tell me he had a lazy eye?
He did. He's got a little bit of lazy eye. But you know what? That headset covers it. So
isn't that
it distracts
but
it.
Didn't you tell me that's the only reason why they use the headset?
He's got facial he's not a performer, he's a salesman, okay?
He's excellent though. That's why I find it so funny.
You know, ShamWow is the biggest selling item in the world.
I'm gonna tell you something. He's awesome at what he does. I wanted to buy that chopper.
And we get a nickel every time we say ShamWow.
Every time we say ShamWow. And now the chopper.
The chop, slap chop.
Slap chop.
Slap chop.
I love that thing.
He's got slap chop in Espanol.
That's awesome.
También.
My goodness, he's making a lot of money.
He must be. A lot of money to do a lot of discretionary income. You might say he has too much discretionary income.
Apparently, we don't have enough. You know who doesn't have enough discretionary income?
Who?
Adam Chandler.
No, he doesn't. Times are tight over at Chandler Enterprise.
Times are tight. We're going to start with him.
Everybody's cutting back.
We're going to start with him. We started the week. How do we start the week with him? We started
and said, I'm making cutbacks.
No. Remember the beginning of the week? He was just rescued because he was sick.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know?
See Monday.
Did you know? Oh, no. That's right. At the beginning of the week, I spared you 1 hour.
Yeah.
That's good. That makes me feel good. So, at the beginning of the week, we had Tad, JR, and Turdby. That's Colby.
Mm-hmm.
We call Colby Turdby.
How did that nomenclature arrive?
The first four letters are an apt description of her acting ability.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Turd.
That poor girl.
One of our bloggers came up with it, Shadow. He has not been around this week. He's on vacation. We miss you, Shadow. All right, listen. So they get a visit from the cops, and apparently Adam is back. Do you even know what's going on with the story? Because I don't. I need Jordan here.
Adam's a little flaked out.
He's sick, right?
Yeah.
Some mystery sickness. Jordan wrote about it in the blog. I need Jordan to explain to me because I'm not getting it because I'm falling asleep because it's so stupid to me. I don't understand.
Adam is not cognizant of all the cutbacks that are necessary. And he's saying, no, we're going to give people great severance packages and blah, blah, blah. But he's out of touch with his own reality.
He's loopy.
Mm-hmm.
I like how when Adam suggests that, because JR basically tells him all the cutbacks that were made, and I love how when Adam suggests that they don't cut back on Scott Chandler's business. What was the medical film?
He makes medical videos.
I like how Erica suggested that maybe he should go back to the hospital.
Yeah.
He does one nice thing in his life, and everyone's like, Adam, maybe you don't feel so well. Maybe I should take it to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very...
Adam still likes to get busy, though, because he tried to get Erica upstairs.
I love that jacket he wore, though, the beginning of the week. He had his members-only jacket on over
Adam?
His, like, yeah.
Yeah?
He had a members-only jacket on over his...
You sucker for any man in a members-only jacket.
I love a man in a members-only jacket. Did Josh wear members-only jackets?
I think he did.
Did he? Jamie might have too. Jamie definitely did. Oh, I'm a sucker for Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so then the cops, but back to the beginning of the week. So basically, these Latin cops come because they're still looking for Adam because Adam is wanted for kidnapping. And I like that one cop. Remember that one cop? He was like, well, you better find out where he is.
Mm-hmm.
He was really getting into it.
Yeah. He was using lots of physical movement to accentuate his acting.
His head was bobbing all over the place. Mm-hmm. I loved it. And then we had some interesting moments. I think everybody on the blog kind of agreed that we had some really interesting tender moments between David and Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting. Because David has been such a, like, cartoon character this whole time.
Yeah, you know, I was remarking off the record to Ashley a couple days ago. They brought him back, and they didn't immediately integrate him into, oh, everybody loves him now. Like, you know, with Babe kidnapping a baby and stuff like that. They said, oh, we want Babe back. So Babe's going to make up with everybody. Everything will be fine. But David, no, they didn't do that. And I appreciate that.
I'm trying to appreciate David. It's hard most days.
It is hard. But they, you know, they've written him so two-dimensionally in the past. It's hard to now add that third dimension to his character.
Yeah, he's still very two-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
He and Crystal. But they're getting... I like the sort of moments of tenderness between him. And it felt like somebody was trying to make him more human this week.
Yeah.
Which I appreciated.
You know, it's like they say, nobody who's a bad guy ever thinks they're the bad guy. Everything they're doing, they think they're doing for the greater good.
That's true. That's true. And when I was talking about them being in the hospital, they were in the hospital a couple times this week. It was a little confusing. At first, they were in the hospital because David was doing surgery on baby Ian. And then they were in the hospital because Crystal was pregnant again.
Mm-hmm.
And she had an ectopic pregnancy.
Yeah, that was one of those things. She started feeling pains at home. So David took her to the hospital. They operate surgery on her.
Mm-hmm.
They have her stay for a little while. Mm-hmm. Then they discharge her.
Mm-hmm.
All in the same 10 minutes that the amazing Devane was hypnotizing Annie.
That's true.
It was truly a time-space wormhole.
It... Yes, it was. Indeed, it was. I was thinking myself that she has to be the most fertile 50-year-old woman I've ever seen or known.
Not anymore.
Apparently she's all dried up now. Mm-hmm. Because her ovaries exploded or
that's
something.
That's right. Her loins are a rocky place where his seed can find no purchase. I can't take credit for that. That's from a movie. Name the movie, win a prize.
What is the movie?
I'm not saying.
Come
win
on.
A prize. Movie right. Quote game. Movie
all right,
quote.
Fine. Movie quote game. I bet you Jordan knows it.
I'm sure he does.
One of our bloggers will know it.
Yeah, somebody out there.
If you know the answer, you can email us, pvp@pievalleypodcast.com.
And you win a shout-out from Ashley next week.
That's right. Oh, I thought of you this week.
Oh, really?
Because Tad wore his blue velvet blazer just for you.
He did. He knew I was watching. Tad's got his hair's grayer, if you haven't noticed, but I noticed as soon as I turned him on.
Yeah, much grayer, right, than when you last watched?
Much grayer.
Do you think he's slimmer? Or
no noticeable difference.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. Because we suspect that he got bigger but has lost weight recently.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Maybe he mailed away from one of those Mexican tapeworms.
I should do that, huh?
You should do that.
That's a good idea.
I think I'll do that.
My stomach's kind of getting big lately.
Mm-hmm.
So then what happened? What happened after that?
Oh, gosh, what didn't happen? It's always exciting. So Aiden Devane is hypnotizing Annie to regressive therapy.
I'm still on Adam.
Okay, well, okay.
He loves that Aiden Devane story.
No, I don't.
He's fascinated by Adam's prowess kinds of things. In psychiatry.
Adam was just out to lunch this week.
He was out to lunch this week, but then you had...
We got to see Stuart.
Yes, we did get to see Stuart. That was very exciting. But before all that, we got to see Scott Chandler open a can of whoop-ass.
That's right.
On JR.
He laid JR out.
Yes. Basically, what happened was, because Scott Chandler was all pissed, because people, if you have not watched All My Children since the beginning, you might not know that Scott Chandler is the son of Stuart, who made him with Cindy Chandler. Actually, you know what? That's a good question for Jordan. I suspect that Scott Chandler might not have been Stuart's biological son. I think she may have had a baby already.
Really?
Yes, and then she may have had Scott already and then got sick with AIDS and then died.
We'll have to plug that into the AMC database.
I'm going to YouTube it at the end of the show because I think it was very powerful. It was actually, to be honest with you, it was one of the best storylines in AMC history.
Yeah.
It really was. It was when AIDS.
A long time ago.
It was a long time ago in the 80s before the cocktail came out. And people got AIDS. They died. It was a death sentence. And Cindy Chandler got AIDS. I don't remember how it was, though. I think she got it from someone that gave it to her, like her husband or something like that. I don't remember. Anyway, it was very powerful. And Stuart and she fell in love. And the same woman, actually, who plays, funny story, the same woman who played Cindy Chandler went on to head Guiding Light.
Nice.
And, you know, it's not doing so well now. Under her.
Right.
But she did some good stuff. Mm-hmm. But she got slapped in the face anyway.
Well, that Taylor used to be on Guiding Light.
So. Oh, yeah, Taylor. Beth Ellers.
Yeah,
she was Harley. She was Harley. That's
the
right.
The wild youth.
She was Harley.
Back in the day.
She, from what I understand, she's a lot hotter on All My Children. She looked good this week, right?
Well, it's different. She's a woman on All My Children. She was a teenage girl on
Was she that young?
Yeah. She was like the Colby Chandler kind of running off with.
But then she grew up because she had hot sex with Ricky Paul Golden.
But that was later. I mean, she started as a...
Oh, she started as a teen.
As a teen, yeah.
I like her so much. I think she's so good. Anyway, I was glad that Crystal wasn't pregnant, but it gave a good opportunity back to the whole Adam, Crystal, David, custody, storyline. It gave a good moment for Tad. Do you remember when he said... When Dixie was pregnant and they told me it was for
they
the best.
They find Dr. Madden's killer yet, by no. the way?
He's still out there.
Okay.
Believe it or not. Do you remember when Tad said...
They're still looking for Tori.
That is another beef I have. We will get to it. Made me very angry. Tad tells David, when Dixie was pregnant and she lost the baby, they told me it was for the best and I didn't believe it. And this time I do. Cold. He said that to David.
Yeah.
That's cold. But it's perfect, Michael Knight. I love this man. He's one of the few people on this show that no matter how bad, no matter how big a turd they throw his way, he refuses to give up. He always... Smart.
He's like Rumpelstiltskin. He takes those lines of straw and spins them to gold.
Yep, he sure does.
That's Rumpelstiltskin, right?
Oh, I was racking my brain. I'm like, is that Rumpelstiltskin? Yes,
believe
that is.
So, yeah.
But he... Oh, yes, it was him. Mm-hmm. Then he got greedy. Mm-hmm. He got greed. But wasn't it the woman in the story?
That's right.
He was just like a slave driver. Mm-hmm. Very. See, even that would be more compelling than some of the stuff I'm watching on All My Children. Mm. You got to admit. I actually really believe David when he was in the hospital and told Crystal that his heart would break if he lost her.
Oh, yeah. I believe it, too.
I thought it was really nice. The writer for that day, people, I think it was Wednesday, was Michelle Patrick. You did a good job, Michelle Patrick.
Keep it up.
I thought Angie had some nice scenes with Crystal because they've not been friends anymore. Did you gather that?
Right, yeah.
So they had some nice scenes together. And I'm really, really, really annoyed, though. I'm trying to figure out Crystal's age on the show. Minimum 43, right?
Yeah, minimum.
Think about, she had Crystal.
She's
Babe.
A beautiful woman.
I love her.
I think she's got to be 50, really.
In real life, she is.
Yeah.
She's at least 50, I think. I think she just turned 50 like last year. But on the show, she had Babe. She got pregnant with Babe when she and David were in college. So that would put them in their 20s, right? Early 20s?
Early 20s.
Like 20.
Yeah.
And if Babe died when she was around 26, you would think, right?
Yeah.
That makes her 46. There ain't no women talking about having babies at 46. Please.
Don't alienate our audience, Ashley.
No, come on. Be serious, though. It's really hard at 46 to get pregnant. There's no way.
Well, you know, they address that. It's really tough pregnancy there on the show, don't they?
But she was ectopic, but she and David were planning on having another baby. And she had baby Jenny when she was maybe 43, 44.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't that annoy you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. They make it seem like it's so easy to get pregnant when you're old and it ain't.
Okay, so it's agreed. It's a rare lapse in logic on the show.
But you know what I liked? Bobby Eek worked up her first real tears of the month, of the year, I would say.
You know, it's a good episode of Bobby Eek's cries.
I'm telling you, she really cried because a lot of times she fakes it. She'll put a head in a hand and she'll be like, woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, she pulls a nose hair.
Puts a little nose hair, the eyes water. Although, you know who does that too? Randy.
Randy does.
Randy does. Denise Vasey. Mm-hmm. No offense, Denise Vasey. You are one beautiful woman.
You do what you have to get those tears.
That's right. You do what you got to do. You're a beautiful lady, but enough said. All right. So then let's talk about. I thought it was funny that Kobe Chandler was appalled when JR said that he was automating Chandler Enterprises' phone system.
Yeah, that's a weird piece of outrage.
She's, what? Do you mean there's going to be machines when people call Chandler Enterprises? JR says, that's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, Liz, you want to go down and answer the damn phones.
No kidding. And then that's when we had Scott of Confusion punch JR.
Yeah, Scott Chandler heads up a medical video company that was under the umbrella of Chandler Enterprises.
Yes.
And it's apparently been a money pit. And
JR makes a tough call.
Yeah. JR had to make the call to make the cutbacks, and he doesn't want to, you know. Mm-hmm. But in a story ripped from today's headlines, they're closing down sections of Chandler Enterprises because times are tight.
Times are tight. And Adam's business has been running to the ground because he's been sick and mm-hmm. hasn't been heading them properly. So then we get, and I was asking Taylor this because I kind of didn't understand myself how all of a sudden Scott, who's a Chandler, I mean, this is his cousin, and JR hate each other. They're like going at each other's throats.
Well,
go ahead. Tell him why. I mean, why?
JR shut down Scott's business.
So?
So he's mad.
But I mean, he was a little over mad. He punched him in the face.
Well, JR's probably didn't handle it diplomatically, I imagine.
No, you got a point.
I'm imagining Scott shows up at work and tries to swipe his card to get in and nothing's working. Then he somehow gets inside, like tricks somebody, and then like he can't log on to his computer or something like that, or all his stuff's in boxes.
You sound like you know what this is like.
I'm just saying. Just saying, it happens.
And then you crawl under your desk and you just in fetal and just cry?
I got to keep working. I'll try to remember all my stuff. And then they could go home. And you're like, no, but what about the business?
All right, fine. I'll give it to you. But then this makes Scott Chandler, what were your impressions of Scott Chandler?
I think he's a lanky beanpole of good-looking guy. And I think he's on the show to appeal to our Midwestern audience.
Midwestern people like lanky boys?
Well, he's so homespun and, yeah, reminds me of somebody from the Midwest.
He is rather clean cut.
Mm-hmm. Clean cut guy. Plays basketball.
I thought he had a very long head.
He does, but all the old-timey actors have those long heads. It's got a Jimmy Stewart quality.
He reminded me, I don't think you watched back then, but there was a version of JR that had a long head like him.
He was
a terrible actor, though, this kid.
Well, maybe he appeals to the long head segment of the audience, and they've done their market research.
But listen, I thought that Scott Chandler was a decent actor. I was impressed.
Yeah, he's good.
I thought he was going to be sucky.
I didn't specify earlier, but that highlight was when he came on. I'm like, wow, this is exciting.
Yeah, when he punched him out.
Came and punched him out, and he's got a whole plan and stuff. It's like, oh, something new, at least.
We saw Stuart.
Yeah, we saw Stuart, yeah.
We knew it was Stuart because of his collar.
That's right.
One was tucked in, one's out. That's the telltale mm-hmm. sign.
It's getting harder to tell the difference lately. Because Adam's so out of it, too.
Yeah, you got a point. But it was nice to see Stuart. And it was interesting to see... I don't know if I would say interesting. What did you think? Sort of interesting to see David now teaming up with Scott Chandler.
Why not? David needs friends.
Yeah, well,
he's going to be a regular and he's got to have an ally.
Somewhere. Well, he also wants to run J.R. Chandler into the ground. So
mm-hmm.
So how do we end the week with them? That's it?
Well, David Irizarry.
David Irizarry?
Yeah, he spoke to Scott Chandler and said, you don't need Chandler Enterprises. You can use me.
He means Vincent Irizarry.
The only thing with, what I say, David?
David Hayward as portrayed by Vincent Irizarry.
They know what I'm saying. Don't slow me down.
Listen, this is a factual program. The viewers rely on us for astute observations and information.
Okay.
I don't want to mislead.
Okay.
You can't be coming on my show misleading the viewers.
So that's how it ended. They're plotting. They're plotting together. Revenge against the other Chandlers.
I know who you want to talk about, but I don't want to talk about them. But if you want, I will, because you're the guest.
Okay.
Randy and Frankie.
Ew. Yeah, there was indications of sexual congress.
Ew.
On the show this week.
Ew.
Which Ashley is so conditioned against it now after years of watching without any hot scenes. She was repulsed somehow because of the medical nature of the place.
It was disgusting. It was freaking disgusting.
But she had no issues when Jamie and Lit Tiny Hands Julia would do it in the
locker
room.
They weren't in a hospital room.
They were in a locker room. That's even grosser.
They were in the where they sleep and shower and stuff. That makes sense. They were away from all the patients. Plus, they were smoking
hot. In any case, Frankie, he gets beeped. He's got to go to this hospital room, right? And he sees there's this screen. You know they put those screens, like curtains around the beds and stuff?
Yes.
And he sees a silhouette, and he thinks there's a shadow puppet show going on. So he sits down, and only it's not a shadow puppet show. It's his girl.
He sits down all cross-legged.
It's his girl, the hooker with the heart of gold. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And she set up a romance.
She's looking like a sexy nurse.
She's all dressed up and, you know, she's all sexy and stuff. And she says she's cleared the room all night and they got it there. But if you go to the hospital, I know your mind might be on something else if you're in the hospital.
Ugh.
But you know what you got to look for is other like burned candle rings on the shelves, stuff like that.
People, it was freaking disgusting. She had candles out. She had sex with him in a hospital room.
Mm-hmm.
She said it was okay because Jake arranged it so that no one would bother them. Disgusting!
I'm not sure, but I think I saw a gurney in that room, too.
There's nothing hotter than a gurney.
That's right.
That's disgusting. But then he has flashbacks.
Yeah, he gets his Iraq flashbacks.
Mm-hmm. PTSD.
That's right. That's right.
Also newsworthy. You talk about newsworthy.
Oh, ripped from today's headlines.
Ripped from today. That's it. Sorry about that. Ripped from today's headlines.
That's right. Always timely.
Do I got to talk about Kendall and Ryan and
Zach? I don't. You know what? I can't stand Ryan. I don't know why I watch when he's on because he's the same.
But you
like my song. It's always the same. He's got one less girl to rescue this time, except now he's going to get with Erica maybe.
You felt a responsibility to the viewers to not fast forward. I know you, Jennifer.
No, I did. I did. I suffered through.
Mm-hmm.
I suffered through him.
Well, the beginning of the week, little Ian is in the hospital and Zach is praying to Myrtle. I don't know why the F Reese showed up, but she shows up in the hospital. I don't give a crap about her anymore. Actually, I go back and forth because last week I said that I liked her. I do like her, but I don't like when they force her into dumbass situations that make no sense. Why the hell is she lurking around the hospital?
Right, right.
Get thee to Paris with Bianca. Mm. That's where she should be with her family.
I should be in Paris with Bianca. Maybe that show's better.
She's doing good. Her, I think she's going to make a movie of her Imaginary Bitches series.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I love Tamara. She calls herself Tamara. I love Tamara Braun. I hate the Reese character now. I go up and down with her. And who cares about Ryan, not me. So David comes out and he tells Erica and Kendall and Zach that Ian pulled through okay and he's got more than 50% odds, of course. And then we have a little scene where David sees Jesse at the vending machine, and I hate David again. I like David all like the beginning of the week, and then when he gets to cartoon David and he starts shouting at Jesse about finding Adam and blah, 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 then I hate him. And at least Jesse had the good sense to tell him, "You're not my top priority. Go away."
That's loved good. It. I love that.
I love it. It was good. I love how they decorated the hall. You know how they use the same hall in the hospital for all the hospital stuff?
Mm-hmm.
They put little cartoons to make it look like pediatric ward.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was cute.
It was cute.
They tried. They gave it a shot.
Yeah. I think you said we noticed they were borrowing pieces of the set.
Yes. Later on when they bring little Ian home, they use a crib from a hospital set.
Yeah, it looks like they're using the same crib.
Which is terrible. You got the richest people in town. They can't afford a decent crib.
Well, maybe they bought the same model for his comfort. You have to suspend your disbelief.
You know, there's nothing like open heart surgery on your kid to bring you and your man together.
Yeah.
It's sexy.
That's why it happens all the time. That's why those kids are always in the hospital.
Always sick. Always dying.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody's got to be in the hospital.
Thank you. Although, what did you think about Tuesday's scenes between Zach and Kendall? I thought they were nice and soft. They're talking to each other.
That was good. Those rare little oases.
I like them together, people. I do. What am I going to do? I like them.
I don't know. Somebody's just got to decide. That girl has got to make up her damn mind.
Or eat a hamburger.
Zach's the only real man. Maybe this Scott character is a real man. Maybe. I don't know.
Kendall likes a younger man. She used to sleep with JR when he was younger, remember?
Yeah.
Delicious. I love that. Mm. That's my favorite storyline. Why can't they have an older woman, younger man storyline? Isn't there a new show coming on called Cougar?
Yeah, The Cougar.
Isn't that?
Something like that.
Yeah, I want to see that show.
Yeah, it's on one of those cable networks.
It's a reality show where the young men compete for the older hot woman. Mm-hmm. That's right up my alley. Mm. I gotta watch that.
You have to make sure Carlos is out of the house.
Yeah, he gets a little jealous.
He's crazy temper, that guy.
I did love when Opal comforted Zach in her, like, you know.
Yeah, her homespun way.
Her homespun way with her pilgrim outfit. Uh-huh. She looked like, you know what's that, the Crucible.
Yeah.
She looked like those ladies from the Crucible.
That's right. Yeah, a little Puritan.
Okay, so then we had a moment where Kendall goes home and tells Ryan she really loves him. And then she goes back and she tries to F Zach. So I don't understand.
Well, she says she really loves him, but I need space. I can't handle it right now. Something like that.
Oh, she told him she needed space.
Yeah. Ryan said he's giving her space. It was boring. It was Snoozeville.
I must have been going to the bathroom.
Snoozeville. Maybe you blacked out when they were doing this.
I might have blacked out on the toilet.
Yeah, Ryan was wishy-washy Ryan. Nice. No, I'm going to give you space because whatever. So she can be with her husband and children.
Yes. And then we had Thursday's Snoozeville episode, which I sort of liked. I know you hated it. I kind of liked it.
I didn't hate it. Did nothing for me until the end. That's all.
Did nothing for you until the end. Yep. All right, fine. Well, I liked it. There were some nice moments. I loved when Zach goes home to get little Spike, and little Spike tries to pull out his cochlear implants.
Oh, right.
That was cute. I liked it. I was hoping he'd pull them out.
Those kids were a handful. On Friday, they were a handful. I think Ian was trying to breastfeed Alicia Minshew at one point, and she was like, oh, no, 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 and she turned him around real quick. You go back. You DVR that. Go check that out.
I didn't see that. No, was that on the HD version?
That was really.
On the high-definition television, I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a new Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
She's too clean-cut for me. I like the other one. She was way hotter. Way hotter. Remember the other one?
Oh, yeah.
The other one was way hot. Wonder what happened to her. She must have gotten some commercial for Target or something.
Maybe she looked at somebody wrong on the set.
Oh, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe she was too beautiful. And the other actresses got jealous.
Yeah, that could be it.
And then on Friday's episode, they get great news. Ian can go home.
That's right.
He's perfect.
That's what's great about Pine Valley Hospitals. Nobody has to stay long. You can go home.
After open heart surgery?
That's right.
2 days tops.
You know.
2 days max. You know, no big whoop. And then that's when they put the playpen from the hospital in the living room. Mm-hmm. And then Zach suggests that the crib will go in Kendall and Zach's room. Mm-hmm. And then Kendall gets all excited.
Yeah.
Because she's like, chicka mow mow. Thank you. But it's not to be. Zach corrects himself and says that Kendall will stay in the room.
I've got to watch some hockey games.
I loved my favorite moment. What was your? You said you had two highlights of the week.
So that would be Scott.
Yes.
You know, punch. And the other
I know
one
the
was
second one.
Erica Kane's monologue. Woo-hoo! About finally addressing her selfishness.
I loved it.
It was a plea to the writers.
Yeah, seriously. Give me a story, damn it.
Give her something to do.
I need something for me.
Yeah.
Me. She basically, she's been all week trying to get Ryan away from Kendall, trying to get him to Philadelphia for a fusion project or some crap like that. And somehow her car breaks down, because that's another thing that always happens in Pine Valley. Cars are always breaking down.
That's our, it's that stretch between Pine Valley and New York City.
Maybe.
And get some cell phone coverage there.
Thank you.
Because, you know, you could fall into a hole or something without cell phone coverage.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Cell phones don't work. They need Verizon.
Ka-ching! That's another nickel another for the nickel. Pine Valley podcast.
So the car breaks down, and so does Erica. And you know what? That woman even looks good in grease. She was wearing all kinds of grease and yellow watercolor, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't probably real
grease.
That was
a little boom chick called wah wah.
She looks sexy.
Mm-hmm.
She got all crazy. She tells Ryan, "Do you think I want to be so engulfed in my children's lives?"
Yes.
"You think I have nothing better to do? Get a grip. Get a grip so I can get back to my life and what I care about most. Me. New beginnings. My love life. Men." And then you know what? When she talked about her clothes, mm-hmm. that's when she started crying, because she said, "My clothes are ruined." And I saw a real tear come from her eye.
That's right.
That got her.
And you can buy that oil-soaked blouse on shopabc.com, I believe.
Yeah, from all the little trinkets from ABC soaps. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And then what happened for them? Then Kendall and Zach kiss, and that's the whole week.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about, we got to talk about Sani.
Oh, yeah, same.
She's still your favorite.
What? She was never my favorite.
I thought you always said she was so hot.
I was an apologist.
What do you mean?
No, Amanda's my favorite.
Amanda. Let's talk about her.
Okay.
She and Jake get closer.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? Do you watch Oprah Winfrey?
No.
No. You don't watch any good shows. What do you watch?
I like Lost.
All right, Lost is a good show. Jordan will agree with you. Mm-hmm. I watch Oprah Winfrey. And for those of y'all that watch Oprah Winfrey, she talked earlier this week about attraction, sexual attraction. And she said that when a woman ovulates, a woman secretes copulins. You know what those are?
I don't know.
Copulins are substances that make a man want to F you.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you ain't ovulating...
So get the formula 409. If you got an ovulating lady out, she's secreting all over your divan.
Well, my point is that Miss Amanda, in her pregnant condition, is not ovulating. So mm-hmm. why would... And she ain't secreting no copulins. So why is Jake attracted to her?
What?
Jake is all up in her grill, but she ain't secreting no copulins.
But she's beautiful.
But she ain't secreting no copulins.
Okay, she ain't the smartest girl. But she's extremely physically attractive.
All right, fine. I know. You always liked her. You always like Amanda. I like her, too. She might be leaving the show.
No!
Yes. She might not be re-upping.
What are you going to leave me with?
Doesn't she look so cute with her little baby bump?
Mm-hmm.
She looks adorable. She's a baby bump. She looks adorable. They try to make an adoption tape, her and Jake. And she can't do it.
But their sexual chemistry is too much. And they can't finish.
They can't finish it. And then she tries to kiss him. I thought that was weird. She went close to his face and was like, "I'm sorry. I'm so sorry." It wasn't like a real kiss. It wasn't a real move. It was weird. Dumb. And he rejects her. I don't get it.
In the end, he didn't reject her. He went and used his contacts to help them run away together. He got fake passports. He got them bikes.
But not before he acted gay in front of the video.
Yeah, that was weird. It made me think, is he really gay?
A lot of viewers think he is. I don't think he is.
He could be. I don't know. Wouldn't be the first time on the show.
He was with Yasmeen Bleeth for 82 years. She was hot.
I was talking about the character.
Oh, the character. No, he's not. The character's not gay.
Okay.
He's smoking hot, the character.
Oh. That explains it. Thanks for clearing that up.
All right, listen. Then Jake says he wants to be the baby's daddy, like Taylor said. And, you know, it's true. I was thinking at the time that we're having Liza Colby. How do you say that word? R-E-D-U-X. Redux. Redux.
Redo.
Redo. Because there was a time where Jake thought Colby was his and he was trying to be the baby daddy and all that stuff. And he's got this, like, complex. He's got the rescue complex.
Yeah, yeah. I hate it.
It's terrible.
Fight that urge.
Thank you. It's not sexy.
No.
What writer in their right mind thinks the rescue complex is sexy? It ain't sexy! It's not sexy.
I mean, Aiden's got no reason to be on the show because all he does is rescue lost causes or try to. Ugh. And he always comes up short. I mean...
You think the reason Aiden shouldn't be on the show?
Well...
Is it really?
Yes, that's the reason. That's exactly it.
I don't know. Listen, as Taylor mentioned, he does arrange for them to go to, like, Canada. He gets... Who's that guy? Anthony? Antony? Mm-hmm. Anthony?
Antony.
Antony gets some passports, fake names.
Yeah, they called Central Casting, and we need a gangster.
Yeah.
He's wearing the black jacket with a black shirt. It's just like...
It was funny. But then we had a nice Tad and Jake scene.
Yeah, it was good. I like those scenes.
I call them Take. Tad and Jake.
It's a good scene. Nice. Like it.
Like them too. Tad points out that Jake has a rescue complex, just like Taylor did.
And Jake failed to point out that Tad's a f***ing murderer. And I'm sorry. I said f***ing, I'm sorry.
I had to bleep that too. Listen, does Jake know that Tad's a murderer?
I don't know. Do the writers know? Does anybody remember? I remember.
I remember all too well. I don't think that they know that he's a murderer.
Oh, why would he say anything?
I don't think that Jake knows that Tad is a murderer, so. So how are we in the week with them?
They kind of dropped them after Tuesday or Wednesday.
Wednesday.
We don't know what happened. Amanda decided she wasn't going to take Jake away from his career.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She cried. She was sweet in those scenes.
She was.
She was very sweet. Listen, I will give Kershelle Stiles credit where credit is due. She did a nice job in those scenes. Sometimes she has a rough time, no acting, don't you think?
I'm busy staring at her.
He likes her delicious mammaries. That's what he's looking at. You want to talk about Sani?
If we have to.
I know.
There was a lot of time with Insani this
yes,
week.
Yes, Insani got chained up again.
Aiden Devane puts her under hypnosis to figure out what really happened back in the day.
Because she's having nightmares about Tori.
And the plot was totally this movie I saw, a Spanish movie by Guillermo del Toro. I forgot the name of it, but about the kid. And anyway, it was exactly the same. It was a childhood trauma. And she discovers that she didn't actually kill her friend Tori, but it was Richie who killed her. And it's all really convenient because Richie's dead.
It's all so transparent. They're trying to redeem Insani by making her not really a killer and Richie really the killer. It's stupid and dumb and disgusting. I'm sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really sick of it. I don't know what to do anymore. Because here's the thing. All right, so she has a birthday party. Annie discovers through Adam's, you know...
The Amazing Divine.
The Amazing Divine helps her. He hypnotizes her. He's a hypnotist.
Right, because they learn that in Special Forces.
That's right.
It's actually very hard to get the enemy to stand still enough to hypnotize him, but he's really good.
He's really good. So he gets her to remember that she had a birthday party when she was 7. Now, I'm gathering that she is older than Richie, even though I thought... No, younger. Even though I thought she was older. Do we know?
Does it matter?
It does matter. You know why?
Why?
Because if she was 7, then Richie pulled this crap when he was 5.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was older.
And it's hard. You know what? If you're 5 or 7, it's hard to dispose of bodies. Even if they are of other children. You don't have the same resources that, say, an adult would have if they're murdering somebody.
You really don't. And that's what's so annoying about it. Basically, he's pissed off at Annie because her birthday party prevented their father from going to his game. So he takes a bat to Annie. And then Tori comes down. She accidentally drops the doll that she gave Annie. She comes running down the stairs. She sees Richie with a bat, and Richie kills her.
That's right. Stuffs her with the Christmas decorations.
And somehow, as Taylor pointed out, this 10-year-old, anywhere from 5 to 10-year-old, figured out how to dispose of a body so nobody found it.
And don't get me wrong, I know some crafty 10-year-olds.
Especially in the Bronx.
But like I said, they don't have the resources.
No, they really don't. They just don't have the arm strength to dig a hole deep enough.
You got to be tall enough to work the gas pedal.
You got to work the gas pedal. You got to have some upper arm strength to dig that 6 feet.
Roll her up in a carpet.
Thank you.
This is pretty morbid. Sorry. Remember, it's fiction.
We don't mean to be morbid, but the story is so ridiculous. It makes me crazy. So then basically, and the reason why we know that he disposed of the body is because the family has been all these years searching for their missing daughter. So he hit her good. So basically, Adam goes to the cops and Annie confesses that she knew what happened and blah, blah, blah. That's going to come back to bite her in the ass.
Yeah, I think that's going to,
There ain't no way.
A bad move.
I think it's a bad move, too.
I think Aiden Devane doesn't always help.
Well, I would think it's a bad move to be so into Annie at this point.
You know what? You know what, Aiden? Go on to like eHarmony or Match.com or something.
Oh, my God.
You know, find some together woman who's got a job she likes and stuff like that.
Thank you.
Single, but maybe too busy to go out clubbing and stuff.
He looks good. You would think he could get a good, decent girl.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, one that's not crazy.
How many crazy girls has he gone out with?
Oh, my God.
There's Di Greenlee.
Di Green. He went up with Maria, but she wasn't. Oh, she was crazy because she forgot her memory.
That's
right. She was crazy, too.
She forgot her memory.
She.
I hate that.
Yes, she forgot her memory.
All he does is he's interested in crazy girls.
He likes crazy girls. So basically what happens at the end of the week is that he makes her go to the cops and she's all happy because she has lifted this burden off her shoulder. Now she thinks...
Now she's ready to be a mother again.
She's absolutely ready to be a mother. No doubt in her mind. She's ready. So he actually goes to Ryan and tries to sell this crap to Ryan to get Ryan to let her see Emma. Mm-hmm. And that's the one half-decent thing Ryan did was not go for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he doesn't go for it. So Annie freaks out on him, and it's just ain't good.
She steals Devane's phone.
She then steals Devane's phone from his blue nylon shirt.
Yeah. It's
very slippery material.
That's right.
You can't even tell. She knew it. She's more clever than him. I'm convinced.
Mm.
Doesn't take much, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. I believe that.
She calls Emma. Oh, and Emma's finally showing some spunk.
She got in a fight at school and she's becoming crazy like Annie.
Just like Annie. But I love it. I'm glad. Emma went through losing her mother, getting a new stepmother, losing her stepmother. She went through all this crap and somehow she was a perfect kid. So I'm finally liking that she's like acting out.
So she gets in this fight on the school bus because kids were saying that her mom's crazy.
Crazy.
And so Erica comes over and gives her all these toys.
And Ryan's like, what's wrong, Emma? Do you know if that was my parents, they would have kicked the crap out of me? They would have kicked the crap out of me. Mm-hmm. Ryan, like you said, Erica gives her presents. Ryan's all like, what's wrong? They would have kicked the crap out of me.
Yeah, what about that? Why don't we see that other girl got beaten?
Yeah, really? Her black eye.
Yeah.
That would have been funny. Do you have anything else to add about this particular program?
No.
Oh, God.
See you in 6 months.
Oh, shit. Do you watch One Life to Live?
No.
Damn it. People, I can't give you a One Life to Live recap without Jordan. Because he knows all the backstory. I'll tell you some things. Can I take over at this point?
Sure.
I got to tell you some things about One Life to Live. You just listen and learn, Taylor Crawford. Okay. One Life to Live was hot this... No, wait, who am I? One Life to Live was hot this week. I can't do Jordan Hudson. Jordan Hudson, I can't do you. It was awesome. I haven't seen Friday's episode yet. I'm waiting to see it. But I really loved... I have to say, I find this Zach guy scary. The guy that raped Marty. I find him very scary. I don't know. Everyone's saying that he's not scary. I find him scary. And he's taking little Cole, a little star. And I love the development with Todd, even though I'm very mad at Todd. Trevor St. John. Trevor St. John is phoning stuff in, and I don't like it. He's phoning stuff in. The only time I saw him come to life was when he went to go see Skyler, because he found out from Cole that Skyler was quote unquote making a move on Star, even though he wasn't. And I thought it was brilliant. Star writes him this crazy ass note. She goes crazy on him. It was actually perfect. At first when I was watching, I was like, it's so stupid. Why is she going so crazy? She's acting like a 10-year-old. But that's exactly what she was acting like, a 10-year-old. So it's proof that she's still a child, blah, blah, blah. And she's hitting on Skyler, and then she decides to write him a love letter. And then Skyler actually starts to write her back. And as he's realizing that this is a really dumbass idea, he crumples up the paper that says Dear Star, throws it, and then Todd walks in, and it hits Todd. I loved it.
What time is that show on?
That's at 2. Wow. That's an awesome show. And then Todd, I was scared of Todd. Todd rams Skyler into the door, the closet door. It looked real. Taylor, it looked so real.
Wow.
It looked really real. He bammed him in. He looks stunned. The actor that plays Skyler, I think he does a great job. He's from General Hospital. I'm forgetting his name, but I think he does a great job. I think they all do a great job. I hate the Stacy, Rex, Gigi, Brody storyline. Hate it. It makes no sense. It's so stupid. I don't like it. But I'm concerned because the people are blaming this all on Stacy. Like the viewers are basically hating on Stacy, this new character, this new trend. You like her. She got real big tetas.
Really?
And she's a beautiful girl.
That's interesting.
Yeah, she's a good actress, but they hate the character, so I think they hate the actress too. But I'm not confusing the two. I think the actress is great, and I understand why you hate the character, but the actress is good.
Well, I don't want to change the subject back to All My Children, but
go ahead.
I wonder if there's like an alternate universe somewhere. You know how they say like dimensions, and only like,
yes,
okay, like we could be an atom in a fingernail. Is there an alternate dimension where all the characters I love from All My Children are doing a different All My Children?
Oh, and it's my got goodness.
Josh and Dr. Madden.
Can you imagine? And Safari Jeff.
It's Safari Jeff and Di.
Dixie.
And Dixie's
you
in
like
it.
Di?
I grew to love her.
Why did you love Di?
Because she was ridiculous.
And what else about Di?
Because I grew up on the street. I know how to fight. I know gang signs.
And what about Josh? What did you like about him?
I had a plane and I crashed it. I can work like 10 different jobs. I'm really smart.
Do you know he was killed?
That is a travesty.
He was killed by Zach.
Awful.
He was killed by Zach.
Oh, and what about Zach's ex-wife? Loved her. What was her name?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Why am I forgetting her name?
Hannah.
She's on another show now.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, she's awesome. I love her.
Mm.
I miss her.
I could watch a show centered around those people.
I love her.
Dixie.
She's back as the world turns.
Mm.
Miss her. I think I heard.
I'm still on Katie McLean's mailing list. I get all her notices about.
She writes some crazy ass blogs.
I don't read her blogs. I get her emails. I get her emails.
Well, when she writes the emails though, she has like a little thing.
Mm.
She has like a little thing where she'll write like her thoughts of the day or whatever. And she writes some crazy ones.
Mm.
She got some of the viewers mad because she was very anti-Bush.
Oh, really?
Yes, and she pissed off some people.
Wow.
So. I still love her. She's my little Katie McLean. She's a little spitfire, that one.
Mm-hmm.
And she's beautiful.
She is.
I love her. You got anything else to add?
I do not.
I'm exhausted. How long have we been podcasting? 82 hours?
Yeah, it feels like it.
It feels like a long time.
Feels almost as long as the 5 episodes I had to watch this week.
I hate this, viewers. I don't mean to be negative. I'm trying to love the show, but it's becoming so difficult. I'm starting to understand why you left Taylor Crawford.
Well, come back. It's the same. I am interested. You know what? As much as I hated the Satin Slayer, I will be interested in seeing. It's like we should bet on who it is. Like
on who he offs this time?
Yeah, that's right.
Be like a fantasy baseball league?
That's
right. Fantasy Satin
Slayer?
We'll
all select 5 different characters we think are going to die.
Can you select characters you hope will die?
Oh, I know who I hope dies, but they don't listen to me.
I got top 3, no problem. I can name 3 to 5 easy, no problem. Well, Taylor Crawford, we have loved having you here on the show.
Oh, it's been almost a pleasure to return.
I'm sorry. next week, viewers, Jordan Hudson, our beloved Jordan Hudson, will be back. He's been very active blogging on the blog site.
He's blog crazy.
He is awesome. He's awesome because I'm not able to keep up with it, and he's awesome. He keeps up with
it. He is devoted to the material.
He is very devoted. He's also devoted to like 82 other programs. Mm. He watches every single show on TV, mm-hmm. and he can tell you everything about it that's good and bad and everything. He's brilliant. Mm-hmm. He's really brilliant. If you want to find out what Jordan Hudson is saying, you can go to www.pinevalleypodcast.com. There is a link to the blog site where you can read all of our astute viewers' comments, and please do add your own. If you want to email us, you can email us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com. Send us your questions there. We'll try to cover them on the air. Also, you should check out our friends at daytimeconfidential.com. We cover here All My Children and One Life to Live, but they cover everything. www.daytimeconfidential.com. And finally, we are now spoiler-free. Did you know that?
Are we really?
We are spoiler-free.
Wow.
We got a great resource for spoilers. AMC Super Poster. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Super Poster is amazing. You can go to his MySpace page, www.myspace.com/SuperPosterOfTheYear, or you can catch his AMC spoiler page on daytimeconfidential.com.
Yeah, but we got a Facebook page, right?
We do. We got rid of MySpace. I got hacked.
Did you really?
I did. Someone hacked into my account and is sending spam as me.
How terrible.
It's awful. So don't go to MySpace. Go to www.facebook.com and look up Ashley Mendoza's. I have a page, and then the Pine Valley Podcast has a fan page. You got anything you want to plug, Taylor Crawford?
I'm appearing this week at the... No, I'm not.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. We really have loved having you here.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll see you again in the next year or so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm Taylor Crawford.
And here's a little something just for you.
Brown Penny.
Well, Sky, Stuart said you might still be here.
How can you two act like honeymooners? Don't you know this family is going through the worst crisis it's ever been through?
You mean Ross?
Ross and Uncle Stuart both. It's horrible.
Ross will be all right. We'll find him. My men will locate him somehow.
I know. I know you're doing all you can to locate him.
Come here. We'll find him. He'll be fine. He can defend himself if he has to.
Yes, well, unfortunately, Uncle Stuart isn't that strong. Do you know that he's planning on marrying her?
Yes, Stuart just showed us the ring he chose for Cindy.
It's a very beautiful ring. We wish them both a lot of happiness.
You're wishing them well? That's so irresponsible of you. Your brother is risking his life.
Sky, it's just not so.
Sky, Stuart is a grown man. He's made a choice for the woman he loves. As his family, we've got to support him, not stand around arguing with each other and predicting his death.
It sounds like you two agree with the choice that he's made.
Whether we agree or not is not the issue. We love him, and we stand by him.
Well, I guess there's nothing more to say. I'm still the outsider here.
No, you're not. Sky, I wish you weren't so torn up about this.
Sky, come on, please don't go. We want you to be here.
Even though I don't agree with the two of you?
Absolutely.
Maybe we can agree on one thing. To let Stuart live his own life, regardless of what we may feel about it.
All right, but I won't try to stop Uncle Stuart from marrying Cindy, but I will not encourage it either. I will not pretend to be happy for him. I can't be that hypocritical.
Fine. Good. That's good enough for me.
Well, I feel better now. I will see you later.